All right, it's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Kelly.
Hello.
So this guy named Lane, he got into a car accident. Good news, he's okay, all right? But it was kind of a serious accident. He flipped it on its side. Now, this isn't anybody that we know. This I know this just because it kind of went viral on TikTok, right? Okay. So he was waiting to be helped out of his vehicle because he was still in his flipped car when he made this TikTok. This is what he thought the worst part of the accident was.
I'm wondering if the radio stays on when you get into a car accident.
It does, and it just plays Drake.
Oh, gosh. He's forced to listen to Drake on loop?
Yeah, he said,
oh, no.
He said, if you're wondering if the radio stays on when the car gets in an accident, it does. And it's just playing Drake.
Oh, that's so unfortunate. Oh, you can hear the anguish.
Oh, poor guy. Poor guy. And thankfully, he's okay. But, like, he's...
Oh, goodness.
I mean, to pour salt into the wound.
Yeah, that was an unexpected consequence.
Right, right, exactly. Where, most people just hoping to, you know, doing body check. Okay, I'm okay. I know my car is a mess. How bad's the damage, right?
Yeah.
But oh gosh, wait, why am I still hearing this? Why?
Oh no. Turn it off.
I'm wondering if the radio stays on when you get into a car accident.
It does. And it's just great.
Poor guy.
Oh, the anguish.
We'll tweet the video out. You can see it yourself. It's funny. It's got almost 8 million views on TikTok. So,
that should make him feel a little bit better.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, maybe that helps his situation just a little bit, you know? All right, Kelly.
Okay, so this is a pretty amazing story that centers around a kid, 14-year-old in South Carolina, wanted to start a lawn care business. Tice Pender had always known and loved Eric Jenkins, who started dating his mom, Marcy, back in 2010.
All right.
So it wasn't long after the couple got married that they talked about Eric adopting Tice and his brother, hiring a lawyer who planned to work for free.
Mm-hmm.
But additional legal bills would cost them thousands. And, you know, despite all of that, the brothers and their stepsisters wanted an official adoption.
Okay.
And, you know, Ty said, this is important because Eric teaches me respect, independence, and what a man is supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And if anything ever happens to my mom, Eric is who I'd want to live with. So Ty said, you know what? I want to help out with the costs. So in May, Marcy bought him a lawnmower, and he went online to advertise Tice and Company Lawn Service.
Oh, there you go.
He has mowed 16 yards. He kind of prefers to negotiate with each of his clients with whatever they feel like they want to pay him. He's earned $400 so far.
Oh, so he didn't have like a flat fee?
Nope, doesn't have a flat fee. He's like, whatever you feel like is appropriate, you know, with the size of your yard, that kind of thing. And Eric and Marcy are planning to pay the majority of the adoption bills, but he wanted to help. Isn't that amazing?
Nice.
Hopefully they will get it done, and we'll have an update for you soon. But that's a feel-good. We'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
It's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX. Remember when Justin Timberlake kind of got clowned for trying to dance during a concert in D.C. over the weekend?
Yeah, bless his heart. I don't think his outfit helped because he kind of looked like he was dressed to go to an outdoor barbecue.
Yeah, he looked like a dad going to a barbecue in khakis and a button-down short-sleeve shirt and some tennis shoes.
Uh-huh.
And they just kind of like attempts this beat your feet dance that is popular in Washington, D.C. and doesn't really slay it, according to the internet. So
not like he has before on stage.
Right. Justin realized that, and Justin being Justin, he apologized.
You see, I want to apologize to you for two reasons.
Here and here.
Yeah, he pointed to his feet.
I had a long talk with both of them individually and said, don't you ever do that to me again. Maybe it was the khakis. It was a real khaki vibe. I'm going to make this up to you. I'm going to focus on these two guys right here and get them right. Love y'all.
All right. So, yeah.
Okay. Just says, and maybe wardrobe.
Look, He's blaming his left and right feet.
Yeah.
And perhaps even the khakis he was wearing.
I think the khakis might be more to blame.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. He's in a different phase of his life. He's a dad now. You know, we're shaming him for looking like a dad, but he's on stage as a performer. So maybe, are we expecting, like, I don't know, bedazzled?
Justin? Something
flashier?
I'm not necessarily shaming him because he still dances 1,000 times better than I do.
Sure.
And,
but if you're going to attempt, I guess, a trend, you better nail it.
Yeah, I guess so. So, yeah, you can see the video, the original video, WDJX.com.
JX. When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections. All right, this one's a man for woman, and it's titled Hot Girls Equal Bad, You Equal Good.
Oh, no. If I'm doing the right math in this equation, we're not starting off with a compliment. We're not a hot girl, are we? I'm already offended.
He writes, I don't want this to sound bad.
It does, though.
But I'm not dating a hot girl anymore. That's why I noticed you.
Ouch.
Now, in a sense, hot girls equal bad. Less hot girls equal good.
Oh, that's great.
Hear me out.
Uh-huh.
Dating a hot girl is great, but girls are like starving jackals when it comes to compliments.
Oh, are they?
Compliment them on their shoes, and they're good for a little bit, but they'll need to feed again.
Tell me how pretty I am.
And soon. Hot girls are like the fat jackals that get food tossed to them. They go through their day being admired, stared at, and complimented for everything they do, from buying a bagel to passing gas. Oops. Dude, that hot girl farted awesome. Oh, wow. So they begin to define themselves by their hotness because they're validated so regularly. Hot girls get a self-esteem defined by others and a sense of entitlement that could match your average NBA player.
Can't relate at all.
But not as hot girls don't have this problem.
Wait a second. We're less hot, maybe not as hot, but still a little hot?
They learn to validate themselves through their own self-confidence and self-worth.
Yes, I am. I'm kind of maybe a little bit a smidge hot.
A compliment here and there is nice, but they are the fit, scavenging compliment jackals that can make it through a harsh winter without any, hey, you're hot.
Now listen, I don't want to go through an entire winter with no compliments. I'll say that.
So it continues. So this is actually a compliment to you, my less than totally hot girl. When I saw you at Kroger on Saturday getting sushi, I knew you were a confident and fit scavenging jackal.
Okay.
So let's hook up, get to know each other, and maybe bump uglies.
Not gonna happen. Not gonna happen.
I mean,
beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Yes. Yes, this is true. And it's
Craigslist Missed Connections.
Listen, I'm not even going to pretend to tell you that it's getting better.
Okay, great.
This one's titled Your Butt Crack Spoke to Me, Woman for Man.
Okay, all right. Okay.
You, dark brown hair, late 20s, jeans, holding a dry cleaning bag with a blue, brown, and green scarf. Now, this isn't really a missed connection, because my eyes definitely connected with you.
Okay.
Or should I say, your butt crack this evening. Now listen, you were in the front of the bus talking on your phone. I didn't notice you until you stood up and exposed a good 5 inches of your crack to the whole back of the bus.
All right.
Now mind you, I am normally opposed to the display of men's butts. But something about your keister got me going. Your pants weren't just sagging, honey. They were too small.
Oh.
On purpose, maybe. You kept sending me on an emotional roller coaster, standing up and sitting down, so my eyes were laser focused on your crack. And then you would sit down only to feel this wave rush over me again when you stood up 15 seconds later.
Wow.
Or maybe it was the fact that the lighting and the shadows on the bus painted your crack like Salvador Dali to look like a deep and mysterious cavern.
Salvador Dali. Wow. What a piece of art.
I mean, frame it.
Right?
Frame it. Put it on the wall.
Right?
Now, I think people would normally be turned off by this wanton display of maleness, but not me. Oh. No, no, no.
No, no.
Like I said, you got me going.
Oh.
Can I see more?
She wants more than the crack.
Message me and tell me the animal noise I made at you as I was squeezing past you.
Maybe. Maybe a grunt. Woof. Woof.
Woof. I don't know. I'm just guessing. I'm just tossing some possibilities out there. I wasn't there. I wasn't on the bus.
All valid possibilities.
Yeah.
You know, whether you're a less than totally hot, fit, scavenging jackal, you're right.
Getting sushi at Kroger.
Yeah. Or, you know, you've got a 5-inch crack that looks like a Salvador Dali painting. Sometimes it's
Craigslist. Missed connection. That's special.
Some Bruno Mars there on 99.7 DJX. All right, if we were to explain to you what a setting the bar story is.
It's an example of what not to do. A situation we hope you can avoid today to, you know, rack up a little win for you.
This is a definite 100% you're going to get arrested if you do this, all right?
Okie dokies.
All right, so if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing a cop car.
Oh, yeah, 100% getting arrested for that.
And then responding to a call that comes over the radio.
Oh, no, 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 really getting arrested for that.
You're doing okay.
Oh, my gosh. And in the mugshot, he's like wearing a ripped up like sweatshirt is what it looks like to me behind, you know, holding up the little slate that gives his name. And oh, my gosh.
That's 33-year-old drunk Jeremiah.
Oh, gosh, Jeremiah. No, 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 no.
Decided it was going to be a good idea for him to steal a cop car there in Colorado. And then once a domestic violence call came over the radio, he decided, you know what? I'm on it.
Yeah, I'm on it.
First
on the scene, right?
Yeah, flips the lights on, gets there first. And then the real cops get there. And that's when he's like, whoop, I probably should go. And so he left.
Oh, you guys got this covered. I'm out.
Yeah, exactly. Eventually crashed. There was a high-speed chase, and he got arrested, facing a long list of charges.
Once he got the keys, he jumped into the vehicle, and he proceeded to drive around the area. He decided to respond, walked up to the residence, identified himself as a Park County deputy, said he looked like he was intoxicated.
Oh, my gosh.
He actually got out of the car once he responded.
What seems to be the problem here?
I'm here to help out.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, sir, you're wearing a ripped up sweatshirt.
No, I'm not. I'm off duty. I'm putting in some OT.
This is probably a surefire way that you are going to get arrested if you do.
Oh, 1,000%. You're going to have a long list of legal troubles if you decide to go that route. Yeah, like police officers, they go through lots of training. You got to go through the academy. You know, you got to wear the actual uniform to earn the right to show up to the police call.
So, yeah, these are setting the bar stories. So let's not do this and avoid this. All right. So, again, if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing a cop car, responding to a call on the radio, then you're doing okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow is right.
You know, but maybe after we deal with these issues, he might show up on the program in a different capacity. Little kid or drunk adult.
You never know. There's
right?
Hope.
I stole a cop car and responded to a police call.
There it is. There's hope for Jeremiah yet.
Absolutely.
All right, there you go. That's setting the bar. Having a baby is exciting, and I can understand why sometimes you want to keep it a secret from as many people as possible until the very last minute. It's 99.7 DJX. You can always dive into our DMs. We always get, you know, messages, direct messages at Ben and Kelly Show on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all that, and see what we can do for you.
This one says, hi, Ben and Kelly. I want to run something by you two. My husband and I are expecting a baby girl and have chosen the name Charlie.
Aw.
Now, I realize this is a slightly unconventional name for a girl, but I think it's adorable. As we have started sharing the name, though, we've gotten more than one rude comment, usually from acquaintances or strangers who ask.
Mm.
These comments are generally along the lines of, for a girl? Or wouldn't you like to save that name for a boy?
No.
So what's the best way to respond to these comments? I want to let people know that they're being inappropriate and rude, but I don't think saying what the heck is wrong with you, which is what I am thinking, is the best response. Thanks. Love your show. Signed, Ryan, a woman.
All right.
So, yeah, she's probably dealt with this like her entire life.
Wasn't there the show Good Luck Charlie, which was legit of a girl? And I don't feel like Charlie's
I think I remember that.
I was going to say, I don't feel like that. Like Charlie's a that uncommon name for a female. But I don't have a gender non-specific name. So typically when you hear the name Ben, you think boy. Now, Kelly, you do have a gender non-specific name.
Right. There are some boy Kellys for sure.
Mm-hmm.
No one's ever really accused me of being a boy. So, but that can be really frustrating. I can understand. I think maybe she just stops telling people. I think Charlie's adorable for
a girl, too.
By the way.
I do, too.
It was on our list.
Mm. Yeah. And I was going to say Larry, the cable guy, just texted in and said Charlie's also the name of the character Drew Barrymore played in Firestarter. So, yeah, I mean, there's a ton of Charlie's. And look, I think maybe you just turn it around on the people who are saying that and just say, we think it's beautiful. Or you make up some story about, well, this is her grandma's name and she passed away. And so we're honoring grandma.
Yeah.
And you know, make them feel bad for suggesting that
their choice is bad.
Yeah, exactly.
Making fun of their deceased relative.
But I'll tell you, like, everybody's got an opinion. Everybody's got one.
Yeah, but I really am surprised, though, when people don't realize that for a girl, sounds rude. Someone tells you, first of all, you know that a soon-to-be new parent is super excited
mm-hmm.
about the name that they've chosen for their child. So anything you say other than, I love it, or it's so pretty, is going to come out bad.
Yeah, I got a text message from Melissa. My daughter is 10 months. We named her Charlotte, but we call her Charlie and introduce her that way. And we love it. You do you, boo. Yeah.
Oh, and I love the way she spells it, too. C-H-A-R-L-E-E.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's
for
adorable.
Sure. Yeah,
Jacqueline. I'm sure like a lot of Chris's, Sam's, they, you know, a lot of Samantha's are called Sam.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think there are a lot of gender neutral names, but perfectly fit fine for your adorable little girl.
Yeah, Jacqueline said, my daughter's name is Peyton, and we got a lot of kickback for using an E instead of an A.
Oh, because, like a different spelling? Like, well, you're spelling it like a boy.
Right. Like Peyton Manning rather than Peyton Sawyer off of One Tree Hill is what she said.
Okay, gotcha.
All right. Well, hey, you know what? Listen, I would just turn it back on the people. Like,
right.
Like, you know, I know it's frustrating when people toss their opinion out on something that obviously is very personal to you.
Right.
And just say, hey, we love it. Ryan, you should know how to deal with this.
100%.
Because you have a name that's gender non-specific and is...
Well, and I love Ryan for a girl, too.
I know. I think it's great.
I think it's fantastic. The biggest issue to put out there, the biggest, I guess, message to put out there is, hey, if somebody is sharing their soon-to-be baby's name, you just congratulate them. If you think it's a horrible choice, you keep that to yourself. Let's just be nice. It's not your child. You don't have to deal with their choice.
Yeah. I mean, same as if someone shows you their baby and you think it's the ugliest baby you've ever seen in your life.
Oh, it's precious. It's a gift from God.
You don't say, wow, that's a wow.
Wow.
How many branches on the ugly tree did it hit on the way down? I mean, you don't say that to a baby.
You wouldn't say that.
No.
That's not what you would say.
Absolutely not. All right.
So precious.
Well, Ryan, we love the name Charlie, and so you've got Ben and Kelly's stamp of approval on that one, all right?
Absolutely, and you know what? Just the haters are going to hate. Just blow it off and just say we absolutely adore it, and we're excited to meet her.
Did you say...
we're excited to meet her.
I thought you said beaner.
No.
And that's a... That's
we're
a,
excited to meet her.
And that was a word that we had for something else in our family.
Uh-huh, so only in your family. Only.
That was something we had for something else. So Ed Sheeran on 99.7 DJX is getting paid. And you're like, well, yeah, duh. He's rich as it is. He's got hit songs all over the world. He's, of course, getting paid. No, what I'm talking about is he's getting paid $1.1 million in legal fees.
Yeah, because remember the one time he was sued by a couple of songwriters for Shape of You? And they were like, you ripped that off. And the jury and the judge was like, nope, he didn't. And so now those people that sued him are having to pay his legal fees for the lawsuit.
Yeah, it's 99.7 DJX. And I don't know if you remember, like, this is the song that they say Ed Sheeran stole.
sound anything like Shape of You.
Yeah, and in case you forgot what Shape of You sounds like, we've only played it a billion times. So, I mean, I get the oh-wah, but sure. That's it.
Yeah.
Anyways, whatever. The judge had already ruled, but they are, they're having to pay $1.1 million.
Ouch.
So, there you go. Kelly K.
Quick little reel that I saw as I was scrolling through the social media last night. It's this adorable little, she looks like she's probably three or four. She's pushing her own little tiny like toy grocery cart. It looks like legit. It's like a metal grocery cart, but it's like toddler size.
Sure.
And she wanted to, you know, help mom at the grocery store. And a gentleman noticed and created a little magic.
This little girl brought her little shopping cart to the store, and a man walked by and said this. He thought it was adorable and noticed her cart was empty, so he got out his wallet and told her this.
I'm gonna help you with your shopping today.
He actually gave her money, and the little girl even told him thank you.
Yes.
Her parents were so grateful for what he did, and the little girl ended up buying herself a gallon of milk and her favorite cookies.
There you go.
There's a shot of her sitting in the van out in the parking lot. She has the biggest grin on her face, holding a gallon of milk and her cookies. Like, what a success. Just a precious moment that, you know, was special for that family. But sure. Now it's kind of lighting up the internet with preciousness. And we've put it on our Instagram story at Ben and Kelly Show. You can see it. Definitely worth a watch.
I don't remember what shopping center or what shopping place had those, like, little mini carts. Maybe Kroger, maybe Trader Joe, someone. Anyways, but I remember taking my twin daughters when they were probably that age, probably about 3 years old. And, by myself to the grocery, which was a production, but I let them, I let them each have their own shopping cart and push it along. And it was an absolute disaster. They were running.
It was a disaster. I thought you were going to say it's an absolute hit. Everybody loved them. They were like all saying, oh, how cute are you? It was a disaster.
I mean, sure, we got some of that, but I mean, they were running into things. They were knocking over displays.
Oh gosh.
One would go this way. One would go that way to hit stuff. I'm like, oh my gosh.
And then they're putting stuff in the cart. You're not authorized. No, that is not authorized.
I know. So it was complete opposite from what happened there, but yeah, cool story. All right,
you had a different story. This was a feel good though.
Different outcome. Do you remember the first time your husband said he loved you?
Yes.
It's 99.7 DJX. I know that's those three words, very powerful.
Yeah, absolutely. I do remember a conversation that changed our life. It happened at a McDonald's at Bardstown, Taylorsville Road.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it is the weirdest of spots when those sorts of things happen. I remember it was written, my wife wrote it to me first in a card. She didn't say it, but she wrote it to me first in a card.
Had you said it at that point, or had you written it to her?
No.
Okay, so she was the first.
Yeah, so she kind of like put it out there in card form, which kind of softened the blow once it was actually said. So it was like dipping your toe in, you know?
How's he going to react to this?
Yeah, exactly.
Did you say it back?
I think I did.
Did you say it? When did you say it?
I think I did. That was a long time ago. You know,
it's one of those moments you'll never forget. I can't remember
it. No, I mean, I think I did. She had given me a card and it was a cassette tape. Remember those? And a cassette tape with a song, one of her favorite songs from Ella Fitzgerald on it. I think the song was called I Think I'm in Love with You. And so it was kind of romantic and stuff like that.
Well, yeah,
and so,
that's a cute way to like reveal her feelings.
Right, for sure. And so yeah, I think I said it after that. We'd have to ask her for sure, but I'm pretty sure I said it after that.
Our situation, I had to do a broadcast at McDonald's, and then he shows up. So afterwards, we stayed for like another 2 hours and had this like life-changing conversation like, all right, this is our future, and this is for good, and if we're going to get back together, there's no going back. Kind of thing. We had broken up.
Yeah.
And so this is us getting back together at McDonald's.
And he's like, by the way, you're going to finish those fries? All right. So coming up next, Melanie, we're going to get her on the phone and she has this situation where it's been put out there.
But yes.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Morning, Melanie.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks so much for jumping on the phone with us here real quick to talk about your situation. Will you go ahead and walk through what you sent us?
Yeah, and thank you for talking to me about it. I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I've been dating this guy for almost a year. He's awesome. We like a lot of the same things. We don't have fights. Physically, the chemistry's awesome. It's just, it's good. It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking at places. We're going to move in together in a couple months. And I'm excited. I know I love him. This dude, he's the one, you know?
Yay.
Yay is right.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you. But, oh. There's always a but.
There's always a but.
Oh, ah, man.
I'm worried because I have one thing making me question this. I mean, I don't know if we'll ever get married because he doesn't love me.
Wait.
I know.
Did he tell you that?
Yeah. I mean, he likes me a lot. He says I'm the very best thing that's ever happened to him. He says that we'll stay together and we'll get married and all of that. Mm-hmm. It's just he has a crappy ex and she broke his heart and he's never gotten back over that, you know?
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay.
So he thinks that therapy is going to help and he's going to work to get to a place where he can at least say he loves me. And that's awesome. Again, I still don't sound like I have a problem, do I?
No, I get that, though. When someone says I'm going to work to get to the point where I can match the feelings you have.
You know, what am I, Black Olives? You can't get. I'm not an acquired taste.
Which, by the way, I think you're delicious.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, a great accent to any pizza or any pasta dish, I think, is fantastic.
That's what I tell my friends.
Right.
But, so my question, here's my problem.
Okay.
I mean, I'm in my 30s.
Right,
so
okay.
Do I invest the time to see if he can get there, or do I not waste my time and go on and find someone who can say that they love me? I mean, everything is awesome, and I don't want to leave him, but I don't know if he can get there, you know?
Oh, gosh, Melanie,
deserve to be loved the way that you love him, for sure.
Yeah.
The first time you said those words to him, did he just say thank you? Like, what did he do?
It's so silly, and I said I love you, and he went, mm-hmm. Which sounds like I love you too, but he can't say the words.
Kelly, it took you a while to find the one.
Yes, and honestly, we went through a very similar situation. Like, he had had a couple of past relationships that kind of like destroyed him a little bit. And so when we met, he was not in the right headspace. And we actually broke up for a while because he thought that he didn't love me. And then he went and worked through his stuff, figured out, oh, yep, no, I do actually. And it worked out for us. We've been married for nearly 16 years.
Okay. Well, see, that's good.
I was going to say, Melanie, there's at least one example of it working out. But the good thing is we've got very smart listeners and people who've been in that situation that you've been, like Kelly, who can maybe offer some support, offer some suggestions. And that's what we do here. All right.
You need to like walk away first for him to realize how he feels about you.
And that's tough to just say.
I mean, that's what I had to do.
Yeah.
And that's hard.
Yeah, I know. All right. Well, Melanie, thank you.
Thank you.
If you wouldn't mind, keep us posted on everything. And
I will.
And we're invested now. So
I'm hoping for the best.
Yeah,
I'm optimistic.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, and I'm gonna stick you on my fingers and eat you off deliciously.
Stop.
Sorry, that's not. Sorry, I'm a married man. I can't. And you're in a loving relationship, Melanie. It'd never work. It never works.
You're right. It wouldn't. I'm just a side olive.
All right, Melanie. I appreciate you. You sound great. And keep us posted.
I will. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Why do you make it so awkward all the time? So awkward.
Once she said olives, that's all
that's
my
where
brain
your head went.
That's all my brain thought
recover.
Of. I was like, oh, she's like an olive. I want to dip you in a martini.
Okay, stop. Listen. I got to tell you what Ginger says, because Ginger is rolling in with some very encouraging words. She said, sounds like he does actually love you, but is too scared to use that. If the rest of your relationship is as good as you describe, I would supportively and gently encourage that you start therapy soon so we can start to work through those issues before you move in together. If the word love has become toxic for him, pick a different word. Ask him if he adores you or if he feels like you're his soulmate. If he does, start using that word to describe how you feel about him as well.
Now, you could use the word olive juice, because when you say that, your mouth looks like you're saying I love you. So you could just start saying olive juice.
Are you quoting one of my favorite movies of all time, The Other Sister?
Is that what that
is?
Is that it?
Juliette Lewis.
Does she say? Is that what they say in that movie?
Olive juice. Yes.
I didn't know that. No, I didn't know that. I think we need to hear from some more people who maybe have been in that same boat where it took you a minute to come around, or it took him a minute to come around.
Yeah, Megan says she definitely should walk away and let him realize his true feelings. If he comes back, then you know it's for real.
All right, that all next. We just got off the phone with Melanie, who said this about her boyfriend of a year.
He says, I'm the very best thing that's ever happened to him.
Yeah, but he hasn't said, I love you, when she hasn't reciprocated that.
Yeah, and it sounds like he was just completely, like, destroyed from a past relationship mm-hmm. and hasn't fully recovered from that, which may be what's really holding him back. Michael says on Facebook, as a man who went through a bad divorce, I'll say two things. First, my current girlfriend and I started dating 2 years with a clear understanding I didn't know if I'd ever get married again.
Mm-hmm.
2 years later, I'm attempting to get a few things in order before I will be proposing. Second, men and women love in different ways, mean different things. Honestly, it sounds like he loves you, but with how he's been hurt, he may not feel prepared to trust in love again.
Yeah, could be. Jasmine.
Hey, I feel really bad for Melanie, but I was in the same situation. My husband and I were dating, and he said, I love you first.
Mm-hmm.
And I could not say it back. I just couldn't do it. And he just said, you know what? I'm not going to let you go. We're going to work it out, and you're going to get there.
It sounds like you did.
Yeah, it'll be 17 years this fall.
Oh, there you go. He's like, trust me, you'll come around.
Yeah, basically what he said. He said, I'm not going to let you go. You were made for me. I was made for you, and you'll get there. Well, I had a really bad, toxic first marriage. That's where that came from.
Was the thing that turned it around for you? How did you get there?
Time. It was time. It was living together. It was doing stuff together. It was time.
Him showing you he's not leaving.
Yes.
Well, Jasmine, thanks for sharing your story.
All right. Thanks, guys. Love right. you.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Is this Andrew the Love Doctor?
Absolutely, brother.
Our resident expert.
So what's your thoughts and suggestions with Melanie?
Well, the first thing, she needs to obviously, I think, stick with him. Here's the thing. If he's willing to go to therapy to work on, because all he's doing when he's talking about I love you to her, it's a trauma response. He's scared. He's had his heart broke. He's been devastated. He's been burnt. And trust me, men are just as sensitive as women when it comes to things like that. So stick with him. The therapy, if he's getting the right therapy, it's actual from a real therapist, it will help him deal with his past to where he can let his feelings and emotions come out in the relationship with her.
Mm.
And if he's going
to... This all has to do with his past. It had nothing to do with him just not loving her not being the right one.
No, and if he's willing to go through therapy to try to help that, then that says something about him, because a lot of men won't do that. That says something about this guy. So stick with him. And on a side note, the young lady that I date now, I said, I love you first. And when she got around to telling me, she used Kelly's example, she used the all of you, and me... to me as well, so I'm very familiar with that. She's got a good guy from what she says. If everything else is as good as she says, stick with it. In another 6 to 7 months, she should know, start to see some signs if the therapist is going well, that he's really into her and he's really the one.
Andrew, the Love Doctor, thank you so much for your advice and your...
That's encouraging.
Yeah, and it sounds like that you're in a good spot now, too.
Absolutely. Keep on loving, guys.
All right, see you, bud.
Oh, love it.
Are we all saying kind of stick with it?
Yeah, hang in there. Amy said, I lived in a situation like that for 2 years After I got tired of waiting and left, I found out that he really did love me. He was just too scared to say it because once he says it, he's opening up to feeling vulnerable and he's scared of getting hurt again. Please don't give up on him. Happily married for 14 years to him now.
Oh, all right.
Let's let him go through the therapy, see if he can work through his issues, put the past in the past, and then see if he can start to look at his future and if she's in it.
All right. Well, Melanie, like I said, keep us posted. Sounds like you've got a good guy there. If everything is great every other way,
she should, you know, she's like the one. He knows that in his head. He's just trying to get his heart to catch up, I think.
Yeah. All right. So there you go. That's group therapy.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's play Little Kid or Drunk Adult and introduce you to Brittany from E-Town. Hi, Brittany.
Hi.
So Brittany's got brown hair, or we should say brunette, right, Brittany?
Yes.
Brittany drives a Volkswagen SUV. He's been married a year, so you're still kind of in that honeymoon phase, yeah?
Oh, that's cute.
Yes.
Oh, I love that. Like, you're,
that was fun.
Can't keep your hands off each other and just like tickle, tickle, tickle and all that stuff.
Tickle, tickle, tickle? Really, Ben?
Brittany knows what I'm talking about, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, God, you're so awkward.
She owns a skincare studio and is a hockey mom, so there you go.
I love it.
All right. So, Brittany, you ready to play a Little Kid or Drunk Adult?
I'm ready.
Grab my pants. I was at a concert. I kept them on the whole time, which was over 4 hours.
Okay.
Okay. So, he said not, he didn't say grab my pants.
He went a number two in his pants at a concert, and it was like that.
And had to sit in it for 4 hours?
Yep. You heard right.
Oh, gosh. I hope that was a little kid.
Kelly?
Here's my thinking. If you're at a concert for 4 hours, it sounds more like a festival situation.
Oh, gosh, you're probably right.
So I'm going to say drunk adult.
I've taken my daughters to plenty of, like,
4 hour concerts?
I don't
know. There are children's 4 hour concerts? What kid can sit for that?
Brittany, you're sticking with little kid?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
I was a drunk adult.
Drunk adult.
Oh, no!
Brittany, 0 for 1.
I was at a Dave Matthews concert, which is the Cherry Brothers. Yeah. And we had lawn seats. We were really, really, really far away from the bathroom. And I trusted a fart at the beginning of the night. And I was wrong. And I lost.
Yeah, and you lost.
Oh, and you, man. Lost. All those gambled on a fart and lost stories. Oh, it'll get you every time. Dave Matthews, man. Yeah, they go on. They do.
They're a jam band. All right, Brittany, you're 0 for 1. Let's try to get one here. All right, you ready?
Okay.
I bit into a caramel apple on a date. And both my front teeth came out.
Oh! She was on a date, bit into a caramel apple, both front teeth.
Well, if she was on a date, I'm assuming she was a drunk adult, because little kids don't usually go on dates, right?
Mm. Unless, like, mommy is on a date?
Yeah, I mean, I guess, but I'm going to go drunk adult.
All right. Brittany's
I'll
going drunk
little
adult.
Kid.
Right, Kelly's saying little kid.
Oh, gosh. Maybe I'm with Kelly.
Brittany, don't let Kelly sway your answer.
I'm just
playing
devil's advocate.
I mean, Kelly's a pusher. You don't be confident in your own answer.
Okay.
So are you sure you want to say, what are you saying? Are you saying drunk adult?
You told me to be confident, and now you're like, are you sure?
We play such mind games.
I'm going to go drunk adult.
All right.
Hopefully.
I'll do little kid.
Kelly's saying little kid.
I was a little kid.
Listen, Kelly has not heard these.
I have not. I know it sounds like that I am an expert on this. I have not heard these.
All right. So how is a little kid on a date?
I was in the fourth grade, and I was on this hayride at a pumpkin patch with my friends and these two boys. I finally had gotten up the nerve to hold the hand of my little boyfriend. And when he squeezed my hand back, I just got this huge wave of confidence, and I bit into my caramel apple. And when I pulled the apple away, it ripped both of my front teeth out. They were still baby teeth, and I just had this really scared and embarrassed reaction and started to laugh. And then this little boyfriend of mine started to laugh when he saw that I had this toothless smile, and then I started to cry. Oh, so awful.
Oh, my gosh. Brittany, it sounds like the first date of between you and your husband, right?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, I hope that the tooth fairy blessed her doubly on that one.
Oh, my God.
What a story.
That is a story.
What a story. All right. So far, Brittany, you are doing horrible.
Yeah.
All right.
But she's got style.
You do have style. Like, all right. Last one, Brittany, little kid, drunk adult.
I stole a wedding cake from a wedding.
She stole a wedding cake from a wedding.
God. See, obvious to me is like drunk adult, but then Kelly's going to be like, well, little kids.
No. I think I'm doing drunk adult on this one.
I'm going to drunk adult.
All right. So you're both going to drunk adult.
I think
adult
drunk
it?
Adult too. I think that's the only capable person that could do this and pull that off.
All right, Brittany, I am crossing my fingers for you that
me
you at
too.
Least get...
I'm going to be so embarrassed.
I'm already embarrassed for you, Brittany. All right. So you both say drunk adult.
I was a drunk adult.
There it is! Yes! There it is!
The comeback!
Oh, what a comeback story for you, Brittany. What a comeback story. All right.
Not a kid. I didn't even know the bride and groom. I was there at the wedding as somebody's date, and I just thought it would be hilarious to steal the wedding cake.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Thought it'd be funny.
Oh, my gosh.
So I did. You know, it's just hanging out in the back where nobody could really see it. And after the fifth or sixth shot of Patron, I decided to steal it. Ended up putting it in the back of my date's car.
Oh, my God.
Nobody knew that I was the one that stole it until my date saw it in his car after the reception. So he was really mad at me, but he never actually ratted me out.
Oh, my
gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Like, what it... Oh, alcohol makes you do really stupid things.
I mean, she's got a story.
She does have a story.
She's got a story.
She didn't even know the bride and groom. Going to hijack their wedding by stealing their cake.
Well, Brittany, you've been a fun player. I mean, you didn't do great, but we're still going to...
It doesn't matter. We have low expectations for this game.
Yeah, we're gonna let you win, all right? So congratulations.
Thank you.
And congratulations to you and your new...
Still new husband. Yes.
May you have many tickle fights in the future and all that fun stuff. All right, Brittany?
Thank you.
All right, hang on the line a quick sec. We're going to get more information from you, all right?
I'm still, like, cringing over the wedding story, though. Like, that is a centerpiece of the reception.
And she's
stole
like...
Stole it.
See ya!
Oh, my gosh. Deuces! It's a great party, I'm out.
It's a great party. Is this not a party favor? I can't take this? All right.
No, yep. I want it to go bag for the entire cake.
We just played Little Kid or Drunk Adult, and everybody's still kind of wondering how a wedding cake got stolen at a wedding without anybody knowing.
Yes, got a text message from Stephanie. I was thinking the exact same thing. I want to know how nobody noticed that she stole the cake. First, she looked drunk. Second, she's not the bride. And, like, she's taking it out the back. Like, nobody stopped to say, hey, where are you going with that?
Yeah, so this is, again, what she said.
I didn't even know the bride and groom. I was there at the wedding as somebody's date, and I just thought it would be hilarious to steal the wedding cake. So I did. You know, it's just hanging out in the back where nobody could really see it.
There it is. So it was hanging out in the back where no one could see it.
And after the fifth or sixth shot of Patron, I decided to steal it and ended up putting it in the back of my date's car.
So I'm thinking it's got to be where they had already cut the cake. So it was back to get, like, boxed,
like,
up or something.
Up and, yes, they were going to finish slicing it and distribute it, I guess.
Yeah, so, and that's where the theft happened. So,
but still, like, the kitchen area at a reception is a very, like, buzzing place. There's a lot of people preparing the food, a lot of wait staff. Nobody's going to see that.
Guess not. So,
dang.
Yeah, anyways. By the way, if you want to be featured in Little Kid or Drunk Adult, I mean, that woman, our listener there, whew, she had some cojones.
She did.
You can always tell us what happened and then tell us whether it happened because you were a little kid or drunk adult. Just record it on your phone and then email it to us, benandkellyshow@gmail.com. We'd love to feature you as well.
Your requests make up the playlist, so let's throw it back on 99.7 DJX.
All right, Kelly's going to get her way. Kayla writes in and says, I get married Sunday. I need something to hype me up and get rid of these nerves, LOL.
There you go, Kayla. Welcome.
Yeah, so it's Throwback Thursday. A bunch of songs you haven't heard in a while. Play back to back to back to back. We only play the tips of them because that's what we do. DJX, let's go. It's Throwback Thursday. Kelly, did you walk out during your reception to that song? Is that what it was?
Sure did. That was our entrance song.
There it is.
Epic.
Throwback Thursday here. Mike rolls in, says, hey, can you play Forget You, CeeLo Green? I put my 2 weeks in. I'm starting a new job. Man, he is burning bridges, isn't he? He is burning bridges. There you go, Mike. It's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Zach rolls in and says, hey, Throwback Thursday, my fave. I want to hear one of y'all's favorite throwbacks.
Oh, man. Dealer's choice. What are you going to pick, Benji? I feel like I already got one.
Oh, yeah, you did, didn't you?
I suggested that, yeah.
You did, didn't you?
Yeah, so I'm going to defer to you. What do you pick, Benji?
Oh,
it's a lot of pressure.
It is.
He put you on the spot.
You know what? I'm going to roll with this because I haven't heard this in a while, and it's a straight banger.
Interesting.
Flo Rida, Sia, Wild Ones.
Okay, it's a good one.
Yeah, Throwback Thursday. Banger, that one.
Yeah, Zach approves.
It's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX.
Kirsten is tossing out an interesting one. Payphone Maroon 5.
All right,
that's been a minute.
Show of hands. I mean, legit payphone in and of itself is a throwback.
Yeah, you cannot deny how many hits Maroon 5 has cranked out on the DJX radio box over the years.
Yeah, it kind of starts off slow, though.
It's gonna get there, though. It's a sneaky banger.
It's a sneaky banger. All right, Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Sam needs some Jesse McCartney. Can you deliver?
Aw, J-Mac, yeah, for sure. Throwback Thursday, just a bunch of songs you haven't heard. Play back to back to back to back. We just played the tips this morning, DJX. I don't want another pretty face. I don't know. It's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX. Throwback Thursday!
Got engaged. Love your show. That's so exciting.
Congratulations.
Yeah, and then Joy was all like, hey, every day I'm hustling is what me and my husband walked into our reception
at. I think that's LMFAO, Sexy and I Know It, yeah?
Yes, that's what it's called.
All right, Throwback Thursday. It's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Little five-year-old has a request, yeah?
Yeah, Aaron says, it's my son's fifth birthday, Liam. Being the good mom I am, I've introduced him to classic throwback songs. He wants to hear No Diggity.
No doubt. I like the play. I mean, we all like the players, Liam.
I love it. No doubt.
Play on, player. Play on, player. Have a good birthday. Throwback Thursday. It's on. It's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX.
Liam is living his best life to this birthday song.
Yeah, for sure.
By the way, we've been on an emotional roller coaster with Caleb from Fern Creek. So first off, he's like, he wants to hear Whitney Houston, I Want to Dance with Somebody.
I mean, not in our wheelhouse. Yeah, probably not.
We do not have that. However, he said, then how about Bow Wow, Shorty Like Mine? That we have.
Yeah, we can do that.
We got that. We got you, Caleb.
Throwback Thursday. Just a bunch of songs you haven't heard. Played back to back to back to back. We do it every Thursday here on 99.7 DJX. So we got a tweet at Ben and Kelly Show, hashtag TBT request. This is Maggie. My mom is driving. We want to listen to Feel This Moment, Pitbull, Christina Aguilera. I danced to it in my dance recital.
Oh, so great. Safety first. Good judgment there.
Yeah, for sure. And listen, Mr. 305, you can't deny. It's Throwback Thursday.
Y'all call it a moment.
That's
us,
doesn't it?
That does. It's Throwback Thursday here on 99.7 DJX. General's in. It's my birthday this week!
Hey!
I love how she's exclaiming the whole week. It's the whole week! It's my birthday
absolutely.
This
week! It's not just one day. It's a week.
Yeah, she's like...
Exclaim a month.
That's right. Can I have a great dance song? How about some cake? We need to give you some birthday cake, all right? Jenna,
absolutely.
Happy birthday, Throwback Thursday. What a banger. What a banger.
Such a banger.
Oh, God! What happened?
What just happened? Did your finger slip? You hit the Britney button. Oh, my God.
I didn't know I had a Britney button. I literally didn't know I had a Britney button. Britney says we do. All right. It's Throwback Thursday. Yeah, we know. We know. It's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX.
Jenna was like, cake and Britney? Yes. What a time to be alive.
Yeah. I mean, you almost forget about.
Almost do. Almost. Not, I mean, not quite, but
you,
almost.
You almost do. All right. It's Throwback Thursday here on 99.7 DJX. Thought it would be fun since Beyonce released. That is a wrong damn song. I was.
It works though. It's still Jay-Z.
It is. But I was wanting to do this.
Oh man! Wait, I was feeling the other one.
Nah, too late.
Ah, dang.
Yeah, probably one of the biggest songs Beyonce and Jay-Z ever put out. This. Throwback Thursday. Beyonce released some new music this week. Kind of dropped it on us. You still like the other one? All right, Throwback Thursday. All right, Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Oh, it goes up.
God dang it.
It does.
Kim was rolling in. She's like, listen, when you hit the Nickelback button, she shared a post that said, pretending you hate Nickelback is so 2013. Shut up already. Admit they got bangers.
Legit, I've been saying that for years.
That's your life motto.
I have legit been saying that for years. So
I know we didn't get the Todd song either. Todd, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, no,
Terry,
I mean,
we let so many people down.
No, I get it. You know, we only have a select time to get all those in, so thank
it's
you so much.
It's a narrow window, and then the portal to the past has to close.
Yeah, and then we reopen it every Thursday from about 8:30 to about 9, brought to you by Drake's here, Throwback Thursday. By now, you've probably seen the He's a 10 going around on social media, right? He's a 10, she's a 10 on 99.7 DJX.
I've seen it, I haven't done it.
It's TikTok, it's Twitter, it's... So it's basically you start with he's a 10 or she's a 10, meaning like 10 out of 10. Then you name a bad thing about them and see how far their ratings either drop or increases. So like you
they start off really hot, but then this ruins it.
Yeah, or the opposite, or they're like a 5 and something else pulls them up.
He's a 10, but he has the exact same voice as your brother.
4, 3.
Oh wow!
Exactly.
That takes it way down.
Yeah, I was gonna say if you sound exactly like your brother, that's not winning your points.
He's a 2, but he really knows how to dress.
5, 8.
Okay, so he's
okay. Not bad.
He's a 2, but he knows how to dress. Brings him up a bit.
He's a 4, but he has really, really good tattoos.
7.
Oh wow! Okay.
Really.
4, but with good tattoos, brings him up.
10.
He's a 9, but wears open-toed flip-flops.
He's a 9, but wears open-toed flip-flops?
2.
Everybody
He's a
does.
10, but on a daily basis, he wears really long basketball shorts and wife beaters.
1. Negative 12.
Oh, wow, okay.
Negative 12.
Yeah. So, like, she's a 10, but she smokes, you know, kind of kick you down. All right, so Kelly, he's a 10, but he's also into Hello Kitty.
Ooh, 3. That's weird, right? I feel like that's weird.
All right, he's a 4, but he cooks like Gordon Ramsay.
Ooh, that will bump you up to a 7.
He's a 2, but he gives you chocolate every single day.
Okay, 3. Because I can buy my own chocolate.
Oh, there you
and
go.
If you're only 2.
That's
I don't
right.
know, man.
That's right. You're like, listen.
I need more than that to save you.
He's a 5, but he's also a great dad.
Oh, yeah, 10.
Oh, see, there you go. All right.
Nothing hotter than a great dad.
Here, you do me.
Okay. She's a 10, but sleeps with stuffed animals.
Oh, gosh.
Listen, if they're the Squishmallows, though, I'm going to say those things are cozy.
Yeah, I don't like if they're okay.
soft and cozy.
All right. Sorry. I'll say 7.
Oh, it only brings you down to 7?
Yeah.
Okay. She's a 5, but makes 6 figures.
Oh.
Hey, gold digger.
All right. 10. Hey, how you doing? All right.
All right. So you had mentioned this before, but what in your book, she's a 10, but she smokes.
Oh, yeah. I kind of kicked her down to probably a 2.
Well, yeah, because you know, she'll taste like an ashtray.
Or that, too. You know, sometimes you're able to try before you buy things. You know, things like mattresses, cars, cans of paint.
Yeah, just to make sure that, you know, you're going to like it and you want to keep it. It's a big purchase.
Yeah, so this setting the bar is not one of these, okay?
Okay.
All right, so if you can manage to make it through the day without trying out an $8 million mansion by breaking into it and throwing a wild party while it's for sale, you're doing okay.
Oh, no, sir. Oh, the video.
Yeah, I mean,
insane.
If it wasn't illegal, it actually kind of sounds fun to, like, party, throw a big party in an $8 million mansion, right?
This sounds like a movie script from, like, an 80s John Hughes movie or something, like Breakfast Club or Weekend at Bernie's or something like that. Animal
right,
House.
Right. So this $8 million mansion in Florida was on the market, right? The owners were not there. And they were called, police were called because there was a noise complaint. Because this, the video you're referring to, was the noise coming from the $8 million mansion.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, they even had like amateur boxing in there.
Yeah, they had a boxing match in this beautiful foyer. Oh boy. Looks like there's like 200 kids there. They're all teenagers.
Yeah, a bunch. Look. They're basically like, hey, Snapchat's not private. And, you know, they're kind of thinking they would have gotten away with it and that sort of thing. And
because by the time the deputies showed up, most of the people had gone. But it's the videos that started popping up on social media that painted the story.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So
and the sheriff said an open house party is against the law. An open house party in a home you break into is burglary.
Right. Right.
Yeah. And the owners are going to press some charges. Now, some of the parents saw their kids on the video and turned them in.
Yeah.
Nobody's been charged yet, but oh, they're going to.
Yeah, so setting the bar, I mean, again, kind of sounds fun to throw a party in an $8 million mansion.
And a boxing match.
Could be fun, as long as the owners invite you and it doesn't get out of hand.
They say it's okay.
Yeah, I think you should be all right. So
invite your friends.
Right. So, yeah.
But
so,
yeah, they were not invited. None of them.
Nope. So there you go. I'll tell you what, if you're pregnant and you're having trouble coming up with a name, if you hit up the Facebook page, 997DJX, you can check out the thread that we were talking about earlier in the show about our listener, Ryan, who is having an issue dealing with haters on her soon-to-be daughter's name, Charlie.
Which I think is adorable. There's so many girls named Charlie. Call sign Charlie from Top Gun. I mean, hello.
Yeah.
Charlie was on our list of girl names that we liked.
Yeah, and but just the comments section, one, very supportive of Ryan. Yes. So that's always good to see when Facebook comments actually are nice. But then there are a bunch of just very unique, fun names that you can, especially if you're pregnant and you're like, man, I don't know. Like, I don't know what to name.
What a unique name, but I don't want to make fun of. Stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, yeah, you can check out the Facebook page at 99SpittyJX and just see some of those examples. And look, you know, I remember when we were coming up with the names for my twin daughters, Isabella and Sophia. Like, Elizabeth and I, when we realized that, you know, we were going to be getting married and all that stuff, we had come up with Isabella as a name for a long time. We had that name, like, set. That was the name that if we were going to have a daughter, she was going to be Isabella. But then when we found out we were having twins, we're like, oh.
So what goes with Isabella?
Right, exactly. And so at first, I was not on board with Sophia because when I heard Sophia, I thought dog name.
Really?
I did.
Really?
Uh-huh.
There's Sophia Vergara. That didn't pop in your mind?
I guess not.
instantly, I thought of like, all right, famous people, because I've got an Ava, but I first was in love with Eva. I wanted Eva Grace. There was Eva Mendez. She was very, very pretty. I just thought Eva was a gorgeous name, but my husband was afraid that kids would call her Evil Eva. So that's why we transitioned to Ava.
Yeah, so I got over that, obviously. And
you did.
And, you know, Isabel and Sophia have been our daughters now for the past 18 plus years. So
it just rolls off. Like now, if I ever hear of an Isabella, I think that there has to be a Sophia with her.
Right, exactly. Well, isn't even Michael Strahan's twins, Isabel and Sophia?
Possibly, yeah.
I think his twins are named Isabel and Sophia as well. So, but anyways, all we're saying is there are some great names, and we've all decided that, look, you do you. Charlie is a great name for a girl, and don't worry about any of the haters there. So, it's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX. Yes, more tickets for Kevin Hart tomorrow at 8 o'clock. So be listening for that opportunity for you. We've been getting more people emailing us their little kid drunk adult stories.
Oh, that's good news.
Because they want to be
featured. We got to replenish the well.
I know we do. So, and let me just put the call out to you. If you want to be featured, the real star of the story, right?
Yeah, we don't have this bit without you.
It's a fantastic pick. Just record it on your phone. And
give us a headline and then reveal whether you were a little kid or a drunk adult and then finish the story.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, there the one from this morning, which had everybody kind of scratching their head, was...
I'm still shook.
Our listener who legit stole a wedding cake from a wedding.
Didn't know the bride or groom was a date for someone that did, and legit swiped the cake. And we're all like, how did that happen? Like, how did somebody not see that and stop it?
But if you are going to do that, not being related to any of the bride or groom is probably the position you want to be in.
Probably best. There would be repercussions if you knew the family.
Yeah, or something.
Probably. I'm guessing.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing also she's not still dating the date that she went to the wedding.
I mean, he didn't turn her in, he said.
He didn't, but no. She also, I don't know. I don't know how much longer you continue to date someone that did that.
All right, so if you missed anything on the show, you know, we were talking names. We had a, you know, listener, Ryan, had an issue with a baby name that she was trying to work out. Or Melanie. I mean, we had a good conversation with Melanie this morning.
Yeah, I just when I kind of thought a lot of people would be like, Ron, you deserve for someone to know that they how they feel about you. But so many people were... very supportive in having her like stick it out because he was so determined to try to work through his issues that were maybe clouding him being able to fully say, you know, I'm in love with you and let's have a future.
Right, right. So I had a good conversation with Melanie. If you missed both those, they're up at the podcast at WDJX.com, audio on demand for you right there. Plus, we were just saying the little kid or drunk adult, which, you know, hey, we had a fun time with Brittany. You know, she did awful, but, you know, we had a fun time with her. So
we've had a couple of rounds that were less than successful the last couple of days, but they're always entertaining.
They are tough, right?
You get up to the website. You can see, oh, by the way, the first look at Lyle Crocodile, the live-action movie that stars Shawn Mendes as the voice of Lyle, is up on our website if you want to catch that. You just hear him singing, which you're used to hearing Shawn that way, so you haven't really heard him, like, saying dialogue yet, but it still looks cute.
I've got a little bit of the actual trailer here.
There's a crocodile in the house!
Oh, I see you've met my crocodile. He's an extraordinary talent. His name is Lyle.
Mom, I swear to you, he's not dangerous.
He's a crocodile.
Okay, yes, he can sing.
It's up to the world tonight. When no one ever has to hide.
I wonder if you... I can't suspend disbelief enough to think, and when I hear that, without seeing it on the screen, that that is a crocodile singing.
I know, he doesn't sound very crocodile-y. If I'm going to be honest, yeah. But the songs are by the team from behind The Greatest Showman, which is a fantastic soundtrack. So yeah. I think the soundtrack's going to be pretty dang good. But if you can, like, get past seeing Sean's face when you're looking at the CGI Lyle the crocodile, then I'm sure you'll enjoy it. Javier Bardem plays Lyle's owner.
All right. So that's up at the website. You can check out WDJX.com.